We are setting off on an African adventure. Our destination, the famous Serengeti. You will witness the greatest annual migration of the world when more than 1 million wildebeests begin their 3,000-kilometer trek from Tanzania to Kenya. Wildebeests can smell a scent of storms 50 kilometers ahead. It's the promise of fresh pasture that moves them forward. This time south on another epic walk, one that takes him home, back to Tanzania. Matimba can smell the intruder scent. She must take her cubs far from the approaching danger. She can only keep her white cubs alive if they stay out of these territories. From now on, this family must live in the shadows. Up ahead is the favorite waterhole of a huge herd of buffalo. Matimba spots a wounded buffalo. It's a perfect target. The buffalo is helpless. At last, the hungry cubs can fill their bellies. The pride will eat and rest all through the night. There are new arrivals today, and this rhino needs no introduction. She makes her own. She tosses her nose at any kind gesture and smashes her indignation into the walls of her new home. Because she and three others like her are the notorious black rhinos, the smaller cousins of the docile white rhino. The guards have never seen this type of rhino before. It's the hooked upper lip that distinguishes black rhino from white. It has nothing to do at all with skin color. Dutch explorers in Africa called the grass eaters vague lip or white lip and eventually became white rhino. The others, by contrast, are black. You could just as easily refer to their mood. With black rhino, you get the impression that if there's a fight to be had, they want to be there. The great white shark, the tiger shark, the bull shark. Together, they are responsible for the majority of attacks on humans. But do they really deserve their sinister reputation? Why do sharks attack humans? Science uncovers the truth about the most feared predator of the deep. Shark attacks could be a case of mistaken identity. They're designed to attack large prey at the surface. They're looking for food. Surfers look like seals or turtles. Sharks bite first and then back off to allow their prey to bleed to death. Fortunately for human victims, that delay may give them enough time to escape to dry land. Mike has made it his mission to track these animals and to investigate elephant behavior before any drastic decisions are made, and certainly before anyone considers shooting elephants. The only way Mike can unlock these secrets is by fitting radio tracking collars to as many elephants as possible. These collars will do the detective work. The results are staggering. Elephants are moving beyond Botswana, desperate to follow an old migration route to food and water. These elephants are simply trying to get through the farms and fences using an age-old path deeply ingrained in their memory. Primates can solve difficult problems, develop thoughts and ideas, and build long-lasting relationships. But most importantly, primates remember what they've learned during their lives. This 11-year-old female has an anvil, but can't find a hammer. So she approaches a male to see if he will lend her his. He obliges. Chimpanzees can show great kindness and compassion. Behavior so characteristic of us higher primates. Just one branch of a large and extended family. A family which has refined the ability to develop and pass on individual learning to the next generation. A family which is built on strong bonds between mother and baby, in which we share so much.